Haley Granesco is here. You don't know this, Haley, but I've always wanted to have a Pittsburgh Marbles champion on the radio, and you're the first one.
Wow.
Pittsburgh has a long history, a lot of champs from Lawrenceville, and I know you're in Morningside. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm going into ninth grade at Alderdice. I'm 13, about to turn 14 soon, very soon.
And I know some of these questions you've probably been asked, but how did you get into marbles? What got you started?
So basically, my friend Bailey, she's a past national champ herself. She was like, one day in, when I was in sixth grade, she was like, how old are you? And I was 11 at the time. She goes, you should try this thing. She was like, I used to play. And I was like, okay, why not? I mean, got nothing else to do.
And she taught you. Now, this was, what school did you go to then?
I went to Sterrett.
Okay. And clearly you tried it, and you must have been really good at it.
Yeah.
Shaking her head, not
I mean,
at the beginning?
I wasn't, like, good. But when I went to practice, like, my coaches then, they were like, Bailey, she was like, she saw them talking to each other, and she's like, that means that you're going to be good. And I was like, oh.
Interesting.
Okay.
So I have this, I guess, I think I know how you play marbles, but I'm not really sure. Can you explain what exactly you do? And I'm curious about, because there's this whole elaborate series of matches that led you up to the national championship. So I'm kind of curious about that experience. But what are the basics? How do you even play? Is there just one way of playing? Or
there's only really one way. Right?
Well, how do you do it?
Okay, so there's a 10-foot circle, and there's an X of 13 marbles in the middle, and you shoot with a bigger marble from outside the circle and try to knock out each of the target marbles in the center.
Okay, you've already taught me. 10-foot circle, which is bigger than I ever would have thought, and then an X in the middle, and how many are there in the X?
13.
So 13 in each part of the X? Or...
It's like
13 total, like 13 six
total.
And seven.
Yeah.
And so you're outside the circle and you just shoot your marble and you try to get one of the ones in the X to come outside.
Yeah.
And can you, how do you win?
Okay. So there's usually five innings in like a game, and you either try to hit seven out before the other person or just the most marbles out at the end of the innings.
And in inning, how does an inning work?
It's, well, you take turns, like one person will shoot, and then once you miss or your marble goes out of the circle, the next person shoots and it goes back and forth.
Okay, so an inning is just one shot, or if you get one out, do you get to keep going?
If you hit a target marble out and your shooter stays in the circle, you get to shoot again.
Oh, wow. Okay.
From where your marble stopped.
So that's how you win. I mean, what you really want optimally is your shooter stays in the circle and your target marble goes out.
Mm-hmm.
So you could run the table or the circle. Is that what do they call it when you do that?
Running the rack. Yeah.
Running the rack?
Yeah. On your first shot, if you shoot out all like the seven that you need, then that's called a stick. And, like, you don't allow the other person to shoot. You just get all seven out and, like, around, I guess.
Do you do things like that? Are you...
Yeah. I mean, during the championship, which was a best of 15 game, the last game that I played, I won on a stick. Yeah.
Wow. That's... have you ever lost on a stick?
Yes.
That's got to be really frustrating.
I lost the first two games in the championship match on sticks.
So, does a match consist of multiple games, or is it just one? You go through these innings and then you win, and I guess that's a game.
Yeah.
Is that what you advance on, or is it like best out of three games? Or
well, during preliminary play, it's like you play each of the other players, like in a round of like two games.
Your dad just mentioned a round robin, yeah. So you just okay, that makes sense. That's amazing. Now, I know there's a boys champion and mm-hmm. a girls champion. Do you play against boys, or
no.
do they? So they keep.
Yeah, there's a girls
separate.
Division and a boys division.
I wonder why they do that.
I don't know.
Did you get to play the king just for fun?
I mean, I didn't play him specifically, but at one point during the week, we all just like were shooting at a rack. Like five of us were just shooting randomly.
So how do you get good?
How do I get good?
Yeah.
Practice. I mean.
And I mean, do you have a way you can play at home or?
I mean, generally you can shoot on any surface. So I practiced every day in my living room on the carpet.
Wow. That's amazing to think of. So you have to basically take a marble's like the size we would all think, I guess, right? Like the size of a little gumball or...
Like shooters, they come in like different sizes to fit your hand.
Do you have your own shooters? Like,
yeah.
Okay. Like, are they special? Or, I mean, you... Yeah. Oh, that's... No, I was
I
just
don't
curious.
Have them with me.
No, but everybody comes with their own shooters.
Yeah. Well, our coaches, they provide us with shooters. Like, they'll, like, size us up with them and give us ones that fit our hands better and so that we shoot, like, better, I guess.
And they have different weights and stuff. I just don't know. I'm asking you all these questions because I know nothing about the sport. I wonder if you can get a college scholarship on marbles.
You can.
Can you really?
Yeah.
You got
like
one?
Like, when you win nationals, you get a $2,000 scholarship.
That's amazing. I was thinking like an all-expenses-paid,
no,
you know, you can't get a concussion playing marbles. I would think that could be a coming sport.
I mean, well, this one girl did have a seizure, but I mean, she wasn't playing. She was just there.
I was thinking an alternative to football. Marbles seems, you know, nice and safe. So, I mean, you really, what I was getting at, you've got your shooter and you've got the X and... You've got to hit that like 5 or 6 feet away.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine getting that reliable and repeatable with something like that.
For me, like, I shoot really, like, hard. Like, I started out shooting really hard, and I still do. So, I mean, it was easy for me to get across the board.
Because if you – do you not – Is it illegal if your shooter goes out along, like, the shooter, do you still get the target if your shooter does not stay in the circle?
Yeah, like if you shoot a target out and your shooter goes out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that still counts as a point.
Okay. Wow. You must have made a lot of friends doing this. Did you have to go to other cities as you advanced?
Mm-mm. We stayed in Wildwood at the same boards for that whole week.
So that's you went to Wildwood as part of the trip, and you were probably picked to represent Pittsburgh area marble players,
yeah.
I'm guessing. So what do you do now that you're queen? Do you have responsibilities in the marble community?
I mean,
are you the goodwill ambassador for marbles? I'm serious. I'm not teasing you. Like, what kind of
I
things?
I mean, kind of. I mean, my coaches, they're like, just because you're queen doesn't mean you're like, you have to stop and you don't have to practice anymore and stuff. So, like, I'm going to go to practices still and, like, help out my friends and stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking you probably want to pass the torch. How old were you when you started?
I was 11.
11, and you're 13 now. Will you keep going, do you think? Or, like, do kids keep playing into high school?
I mean, I'm going to keep, like, practicing just and playing just for fun, but I can't compete in nationals anymore because I won. But there is a tournament in August that I'm going to.
Tell me about that.
I mean, it's in Frederick, Maryland, and, like, It's for people who are ineligible for nationals and are too old for it.
Well, that's pretty cool. And are there ways to win scholarships with that as well? You may not know yet.
No, you just win a little bit of money from that, I think.
Well, that's still great. If you guys want to participate too, you're welcome to. Your parents are here.
Tell me stuff to talk about. Well, you might as well talk yourself.
Yeah, you should. You should say hello. I'd be curious to get your observations. Just slide. There we go. This is your dad, who was really proud of you. He wrote to us. What's your name, sir?
Steve Grunesco.
And tell me a little bit about how your daughter's, gotten involved in this.
Like she said, her friend Bailey, who's just a few years older than her, was a past champion. And Haley got interested that way, and it turned out she had a knack for it. It used to kind of bug me a little bit when Bailey would tell her she was chosen. Do you remember that, Haley?
Yeah.
And I was afraid that was going to make Haley's ego swell a little bit. But in hindsight, turns out Bailey was right, because here we are with Haley being the champion.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool skill to have. And actually, I think it teaches you a lot. You know, hand-eye coordination is probably great for learning how to drive to some extent, although you'd want to do the opposite. You don't want to hit things
no.
when you're driving. But it sort of teaches you those things. Let me ask your wife, who's here too. You look really proud of your daughter. Did either of you play marbles growing up?
I played a little bit. I played at there's a county tournament. That's how Haley qualified to go to nationals and the other kids. I never made it past that. I wasn't very good. But growing up, I grew up in Lawrenceville, and kind of everybody played marbles in Lawrenceville back then.
Yeah. I know marbles is really big in Lawrenceville, too. How about you, ma'am? Did you grow up in Pittsburgh?
I grew up in Lawrenceville in Pittsburgh.
Also play?
Never.
Well, you've got to be really, really proud.
Proud
of your daughter. Do you have any other kids?
I have a son, Stephen, who is 16, and a younger daughter who is 10.
And do they play marbles also?
No, my son does not. But now that Haley won the championship, Sarah's very interested in starting.
I'll bet she is. So, Haley, what else do you like to do in addition to marbles? I mean, do you have any career ideas? Or
I want to work in the medical field. So there's that. I don't know how well that's going to go, but.
Do you know what you'd like to do in that field?
No, not really.
Yeah, it's still a little bit early. Yeah. Now you're going to be in ninth grade, so that's a big transition taking place. From Sterrett to Alderdice. Alderdice is a great school. Have you had a chance to go through it and see
it? Yeah, I toured it a few times. I've been there multiple times. So, yeah, I know it already pretty much.
Great.
His older brother goes to Alderdice as well.
Well,
so hopefully he'll be able to help her out.
I'm sure he'll be there all the time, keeping an eye on you. Well, thank you. Is there anything else you want to say? I mean, it's really if we were television, I'd want to get down and try to play.
But I'd like to thank my coaches, Dan and Dan, for allowing me to have this opportunity and teaching me how to play.
Great. Well, thank you, Haley, for being here. And Haley Grunesco, if you Google her name, you'll see all sorts of things, because I did that. She's been talked about all over the country, all over the world, right from Pittsburgh. Do they call you the queen, right?
Yeah,
because you've got a lovely hat there, the National 2016 Marbles Queen. She's 13 and from Morningside. Thanks to all three of you
for
being here
today.
Thanks.